pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more.
Oh, wow. It's the place to listen to the radio. It's the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on that Civic Media Radio Network. We began the show today by talking about charities. Since we blew through yesterday and we didn't get to list out our favorite charities for Giving Tuesday, folks, if you are still interested in giving one of your favorite charities a shout out, please do not hesitate to do so. I will call them out through the duration of the show. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I got an absolutely fabulous text in suggesting one such charity. It is the Center for Integrity in Forensic Sciences, Madison. So, and by the way, the website for this place is cifsjustice.org. That's cifsjustice.org. My thanks to the texter from the 608. This organization works in strengthening forensic science to exonerate people that have been wrongly accused. I worked in the University of Wisconsin Law School's Innocence Project. I actually worked on restorative justice, which is different from exoneration work, but within that structure of the Innocence Project at the University of Wisconsin and the Frank J. Remington Center. I can just tell you this. There has been so much garbage forensic science out there. If you want to go down a complete rabbit hole that will leave you like enraged, if you need something else to be enraged about, as if there's not quite enough on a day-to-day basis, do a little poking around. There's tons of documentaries out there about this kind of stuff, like bite mark analysis. Yeah, turns out that's garbage. Burn pattern analysis, also. Lots of junk science. That's not to say that there are not practitioners or quote unquote experts in these fields that actually do this work in an objective fashion. But what has happened in a lot of these so-called pseudoscience-y forensic areas is it's basically a self-fulfilling prophecy. They sort of invent new analyses. These experts get paid to do consulting work or analyses for various police departments, and it's kind of a beast that feeds itself. We now know that eyewitness testimony, for example, is highly unreliable. All of these things have been used over many decades in and out of courtrooms to convict people, some of whom were innocent. And so looking to a place like the Center for Integrity and Forensic Sciences, to me, to help educate both police departments, but district attorney's offices, and to do the work of exoneration, I think is incredibly important. You know, I'm one of those women that thinks we need to be testing all of the rape kits that we've got, that where there are credible claims of innocence or potential innocence, there should absolutely be no reason why additional forensic testing and especially genetic testing isn't done to clarify that. So just a huge thanks to my texter from the 608 listening on WMDX for that wonderful suggestion. Again, if you have a favorite charity that you would like to shout out, please do not be afraid to text or call and let us know. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We are hoping to get Kathy. We had a caller on the line. I see somebody joining us. Cardi's going to give them a screen here. But there were a few other bits that I wanted to get through this afternoon. My big thanks again to Christina Reynolds, Senior VP for Communications and Content at Emily's List, talking about all the things that we've got to be hopeful about and to look forward to and the things that we should continue to fight for. I'm going to give you some specific kind of emotional resilience tips in just a moment, but I did want to talk with you, Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What would you like to say this afternoon, my friend?
Oh, hi, Maggie. Thanks. I love your show. I was listening today, and this is more or less the Civics 101 comment, kind of basic, but I just wanted to put out there how important it is to call our senators. You know, leave a message with their assistant. You know, it's our constitutional right. You know, we leave a message for Ron Johnson, leave a message for Tammy Baldwin on new issues. like with the Trump cabinet appointments. And I just feel like one call isn't going to change everything, but if a lot of us are calling or, you know, writing, it can make a difference. They work for us.
So that's
what I intend to do going forward.
Absolutely, Kathy. Do you have a pen or paper ready? Because I'm going to give you Senator Ron Johnson's phone number for his D.C. office.
I do have his number, Maggie.
Okay, great. Well, I'll give it to everybody on the air. Thanks so much for listening and calling, Kathy. A happy holiday season to you and yours. Here's Ron Johnson's phone number in D.C. Everybody, write it down. Call Ron every day. 202-224-5323. 202-224-5323. Call him up and tell him that you think Pete Hegseth needs to go down in a blaze of glory. Call him up and tell him that Linda McMahon, who was sued for allegedly enabling sexual abuse of children, should be nowhere near the Department of Education. Call Ron Johnson up at 202-224-5323 and tell them that a vaccine conspiracy theorist like RFK should not head up the Department of Health and Human Services. Call up Senator Ron Johnson at 202-224-5323 and tell them that vaccine skeptics have no business running the National Institutes of Health. Tell them that QAnon followers like Cash Money $Patel should not be running the FBI. We can get involved. That's one way. Taking those little actions, in fact, can help you be more emotionally resilient in these times. So I did want to share with you, this is from an article by Brad Stolberg in the New York Times called How Not to Fall into Despair. He writes about mental health and trying to achieve excellence. And he reminds us that there has been floating around for some time a term called tragic optimism, which is trying, you know, this act of trying to find meaning and maintaining hope despite what is utterly predictable and normal in human life, which is there will be inevitably in all of our lives pain, loss, and suffering. And figuring out how to continue to find meaning in what we do and to find hope and to share that with others helps us get through those times as human beings where we have pain and loss and suffering. And one of the things that he points out in this article is that there has kind of been this idea sold, especially to Americans, there's an assumption that we're supposed to be like blissfully happy and winning all the time, right? Like if I hear somebody else give a hashtag winning, like, no, that's dumb. We have this presumption that we're supposed to be happy all the time. And actually we're not supposed to be happy all the time. If you're happy all the time, that might be something to explore and probe a little bit for yourself personally, because again, being a vulnerable person, a human being with genuine relationships is going to open you up to pain and sometimes suffering and loss. And so this isn't about like embracing depression or, you know, things that are really harmful to you, but that again, we're not going to be in denial about the fact that bad things happen. And we're not going to delude ourselves into sort of a false sense or expectation of perfect happiness all the gosh darn time, because that doesn't work, right? Like either excessive optimism or excessive sort of sadness, neither of those are good. We don't want to deny that anything's wrong, yet we don't want to also say that everything is wrong, because neither of those two extremes is usually true. And fundamentally at the bottom level of this, and that's why I loved Kathy's phone call about calling Ron Johnson, is that we all have agency and choice. We all get to make decisions about how we're going to spend our time and how we're going to invest our resources and precious energy every day. And if we approach those opportunities, whether it's in political engagement or in engaging with our local favorite charity that's making an impact, or with our families, when we recognize that we get to choose how we're going to spend our time and how to use our resources and energy, when we maintain our agency, that actually gives us hope. And when you have hope, guess what it can do? It reminds you that you have agency. And so I think trying to embrace that in these times is really, really important. And the last thing I'll say is this, and I talked a little bit about this after the election. For me, I had to, again, sort of look at myself and say, why is it that I like to do this work? Why do I enjoy talking about politics? And at the base of it, and some days I fail at this, and I appreciate all of you for allowing me to be imperfect and to fail some days. At the base of all of this is I am incredibly curious, and I want things to be better. And my curiosity, I hope most days I can temper with some humility that I don't know all the answers. So if we can all, I think, again, maintain our agency, take some active steps, stay curious, stay humble, and stay open, and not sort of degrade into the constant whataboutism, and maintain a focus on the future, I think that can really translate into productive action, no matter what party you think you affiliate or do affiliate with more frequently, no matter what side, where you fall along the spectrum. The very specific things from the article, very briefly, that were recommended is lean into your local communities, be kind to yourself, find those small routines to help support your mental health these days, whether it's taking a walk every day, some quality time just with tunes and a good book, or your dog, like my dog, Finney, 11 and a half pounds of love and cuddles, and allowing yourself to feel sad and some loss, and yet to try to maintain hope. Take those productive actions and let's reclaim our agency together. When we come back, I'm going to complete my homework assignment and tell you about those rounding up at grocery stores. We're going to talk about the treatment of women on X. Keep it locked, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with more in just a moment.